somebody asks you to go somewhere, maybe without your wife, you might tell them no, you might say, I won't go.
Without my wife? Would I say that? No, I wouldn't say it. If I could go and help them, I'd go without my wife. It wouldn't make no difference to her. We're not that much.
Say if your son or your daughter or something was around and you were doing some work and they didn't help you, you might ask them, why did you just stand around? What would you say to them?
Well, I never did, now that never did cross my mind, because like I'm messing around and like the way I do, why, it would make no difference if they're standing around, because if I'm around you doing anything, I hardly ever ask any of them to help. I don't know what I'd say.
And, let's see, if two people became members of the church, you'd say they did what they, how would you say they became members? You'd say they did what to the church?
They joined the same church.
And in church, they pray to who? They pray to?
To the Lord, I guess.
And anything else you might say outside the Lord?
Pray to? I know. Well, I don't know what to say.
Or you say they pray, you say Jesus was the Son.
Well, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Is that the way you'd say it? I don't know. I don't know what you say on terms like that.
And the preacher in church, he would preach of what?
A sermon.
And you'd say the organist and the choir, they would provide what?
Well,
provide
the music.
And that's the enemy of God, the opposite of God in church, is who?
And Satan, and the devil, if you want to call it.
You ever have any kind of humorous ways of talking about him?
No, sir.
No, sir.
I never did. You mean about the devil?
Or any nickname?
Well, I never did. I never did have too much to say about it, because...
What do people usually think they see at night that frightens them? What do you see that's going to frighten
them? Ants, or something like that, maybe.
In a house that has these things in it, is what kind of house?
A haunted house.
Okay, now, you might tell your wife at night, you say, better put a sweater on, it's getting...
It's getting chilly. Or cold, either one. You're turning cold or chilly.
If somebody owned, say, 500 acres of land, you wouldn't tell somebody you didn't want to say the number, one indicate you owned a lot of land. How would you say that? What kind of expression would you use there? Say he owned a lot of land.
A homestead? That'd be more than 500 acres. That'd be a couple of homesteads, but he'd own a pretty good strip of land, wouldn't he? That's 500 acres.
Would you ever say on a right smart of land?
Yeah, well, he could be on a big tract of land or a right smart of land. Either one.
And, if somebody asked you, could you do something and you could do it, you might say, do you think you can do that? You might say,
I'd say, yes, sir. Sure, I can do it.
And,
he sure does enjoy going to that place, doesn't
he? And if it was just the opposite, he didn't like going there, how much
he
would.
Oh, he sure does hate to go there, doesn't he?
You might in the winter, when it got down to 10 degrees, you might say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, yeah. It was how cold?
Cold as... Freeze the door up, the knobs on the door.